This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Tensions are running high in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky after a grand jury did not directly charge any police officers in the death of Black medical technician Breonna Taylor. Police and protesters are already at odds ahead of a curfew that goes into effect 9 p.m. local time in the city of Louisville. One of three white police officers was indicted for wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment next door to Taylor's. The indicted officer, Detective Brett Hankinson, faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Attorney General Daniel Cameron said at a news conference. Cameron says he had a hard meeting with members of Breonna Taylor's family before his announcement.
There's nothing I can offer today to take away the grief and heartache this family is experiencing as a result of losing a child, a niece, a sister, and a friend. What I can provide today are the facts.
Hankinson was with two colleagues when they shot into the apartment of the 26-year-old Taylor, killing her in front of her boyfriend 6 months ago. The two other officers were not charged because the investigation showed under Kentucky law they were justified in the return of deadly fire. In a news conference last hour, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said, quote, science will guide our decisions, end quote, as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. He said the decision